This is the PNB Technology Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 22nd, 2007. And it's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I would ask Rob, the secretary, to call the roll, please.
Hold on for a second. It's coming out of the printer. I'm sorry. Give me a hot second.
When you call the roll, can you identify the station?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Did you want to take that for me, Mary?
No, I mean, we can all say the station's name, our own station, I guess, unless you have it written that way.
Okay, if it's okay with everyone, I'm going to call the roll now, and I'll start with the local stations. For KPFA, Mary Berg.
Present.
Sherry Gendelman. Henry Knorr.
Present on my bicycle.
For KPFK in LA, David Adelson. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Fernando Velasquez. For KPFT in Houston, Michael Woodson.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Alfonso Rivera.
I'm here.
Okay, for WBAI in New York, Lisa Davis.
Present, thank goodness.
Hmm?
I said present, thank goodness.
Andrea Fishman.
Here.
Vajra Kilgour. For WPFW, Rob Robinson here, and Hislop.
Present.
Michelle Smith. For the affiliates, Rip Robbins.
Present.
Okay, and do we have our technical staff, John O'Mella and Pete Caracas, with us?
Here.
Here, thank you.
Okay, we have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. The first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. So I sent it out yesterday or the day before, and what we want to do is approve the minutes, take care of some old business, in particular Henry Knorr's motion about DDD. If we can handle that tonight, that'd be great. And then some new business. I'd like for Pete to walk us through some of the features on the Pacifica websites with commentary. Let John give a report if he wishes. I think the staff wants to talk a little bit about funding and some of their concerns with regards to funding technology and other staff concerns.
That's not on the agenda, so if somebody wants to add.
No, it is.
It's number
four.
2 under new business, funding of technology and staff concerns.
Oh, I see. It says funding. Okay, sorry.
I think
technology update.
We should take a look at the email that Rob sent out, the 11 goals that he suggests. Look at that.
Well, first we have to move to adopt the agenda, then we can change it. So I will move to adopt the agenda. We don't have to second.
Our second? We don't have to second.
We don't really need to.
Okay,
then.
If I could just switch over the new business, I'd like to put the funding concerns above the website walkthrough, even, just so that everyone, hears the concerns before anybody leaves in case.
Does anyone have an objection to moving that, to switching the walkthrough with the staff concerns item?
May I speak?
Mm-hmm.
Andrea? As long as we get to both of them, and I would also like to say a couple more things about the agenda.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so without objection, we'll flip those two topics, those two items.
Thanks.
If anyone objects, please do so now. All right. Okay, Andrea.
I would like to extend the time for the discussion of Henry's motion. I'm not sure 20 minutes is enough.
Okay.
I mean, are we held to it, or can we add to it if pretty easily, or do we have to expend it right now?
We don't have to. We can add to it.
Yeah, you know, we can expend it as when it as the time comes. If we see that we don't have enough time.
That's all right with me if we make sure that we have enough time.
All right. Well, yeah, someone can move to extend time. I don't think there's a problem with that. It takes a vote to do that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And I was also, I don't know if we have time to add this to the agenda under new business, but I would like to add, if possible, how can we use the technology at our disposal right now, both on the air and online, to enlarge the discussion about Pacifica's issue, specifically at this point about our technology issues and their impact on the network and the mission.
That's dovetails nicely with Rob's recent email. I don't know if everybody had a chance to see it because it came out.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to make a comment about the... Oh, are you through, Andrea? You might have.
I mean, I would just kind of like to add that as an item, you know, and I have something to suggest if we do get to it.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and keep taking items
that
people wish to...
I think that Rob's item ought to come last. It's very, very long. I'm not sure that all of it is appropriate to what we're doing, and I really appreciate that the concepts of it, but I don't know that it's all part of what we do, so I want to make sure that that we get to these other things before we start on that, or I think we will not get to our other things
that
we have here already. So I'd like Andrea's item to come before Rob's.
Any discussion about that? I just think that Rob's item might well get us talking about general goals. And we can't do 11 this year, obviously, but
no,
I'd sure like to see the committee to... I'd like to see the committee take a direction at some point in time based, you know, to create policies. I guess I'm editorializing and I shouldn't do that, but anyway, I'm just commenting on Rob's email and I recognize that it's very, very detailed and that we could not possibly get to all of it. But I'd like to talk about how we might address some of those things, how we might approach them.
Well, can we do Andrea's first? Because that's fairly specific and we can deal with it and it seems appropriate to be talking about it. And then we can get to the more general things, but that's what I'd like to do.
Does anyone have an objection to that? Okay, well, not hearing none, then we'll pick up those two items. Okay, so go ahead.
Just two quick questions before we move on. This is Ali.
Uh-huh.
Did Henry Knorr's proposal ever get drafted and sent out?
It did.
It did. I've noticed that whenever I respond to emails to this committee, all of the addresses at Pacifica.org get bounced back.
Yeah, Ali, there's, I think John is his name, the guy who does your email there. I spoke to him and I sent him an email from a non-Pacifica.org address. Basically, your mail server is identified as localhost, and we have mail restrictions that restrict, you know, that filter that out for spam. And you know, because many spam mail servers are not properly labeled or labeled something like localhost. It says kpfa.localhost. kpfk.localhost. So that should be kpfk.org. So, anyway, I can resend it and CC you so that maybe you two can work it out, but I suspect...
Yeah, I can help him with that if you send that to me.
Yeah, I suspect that you're having difficulty sending to a lot of other folks, not just Pacifica, if that's the case. I thought for some time it was Pacifica because I'm having all kinds of other email problems at Pacifica.org, but this one I really... I looked through the error logs, and John sent me some error messages himself. And anyway, that's basically it.
I didn't realize that our email was going out as a sent to Pacifica dot, or kpfk.localhost.org.
Yeah, that's
me
look
know
at the
that.
Mail server. Yeah, check. Okay, yeah. I'll send you that info.
When did Henry Knorr's draft proposal go out? I'm looking through my email trying to find it.
It was 2 weeks after, not the meeting that didn't happen, but the one before that. 2 weeks after our last meeting.
Was it from H. Knorr or Henry Knorr? Or?
Either henry@knorr.com, that's N-O-R-R.com, or else henrynorr@gmail.com.
Is there anyone there that has it that could forward it to me? Because it's not in my inbox.
I can look for it to you, Ollie, and forward it to you during the course of the meeting.
I just sent it to you, Ollie.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can I get it? Could you send it to me as well?
Maybe send it to everybody.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay, I got it. Thank you.
All right. I'll send it to you, Lisa. I'll send it to you individually.
Season.
Does anyone else need it?
Mr. Chair, did we finish with the agenda? It occurred to me maybe we should set the date of the next meeting before people have to leave the call, which sometimes happens. So
okay.
I think we should put that somewhere up toward the top. We might never get to it.
Why don't we try to do it?
Why don't we do it next?
Now, yeah.
Well, before we finish with the agenda, Mr. Chair, this is Rob. Could we get a briefing from previous members of the committee on what goals the technology committee had adopted in prior years, so that we'll have some kind of target to shoot for? Because I think it is important for us to set goals. They don't have to be the particular goals that I sent out, but I think we do need to adopt some goals for this committee. And maybe it would be helpful if someone that's on the committee that was on it last year can tell us what goals they adopted then.
I was on it, but I don't know if I could get my hands on that right now. I could certainly send it out.
Do you recall what some of the goals were?
Oh, my. Let's see. If I would go back and look at the notes, I think I'd be more accurate.
I wonder if...
there's been
where do you want to put that, Rob?
Well, I think
we
think that it's important for this committee to commit itself to some goals rather than continuing to flounder. So I don't care when we discuss goals or what goals we discuss, but I think it's important that we agendize these issues.
Well,
I mean, it's a fundamental aspect of what we do. What's our mission? What's our charge? What goals do we have? What policies do we want to set? We can continue to get involved in discussions that lead nowhere, but I think we need to, at some point, either adopt a mission or goals before we continue our work.
Well, let's put it, we do need to set the date of the meeting. I think John and Pete probably, I think the thrust of it was mainly to support the technology, the concept, and
well, did John or Pete know what the goals were that were adopted last year?
That's sort of what I
yeah. With
what were they?
With all due respect to the board last year, there were other priorities. In the last few years, there were no real goals identified, and if they were goals listed by members of the board, we never spent any time really fleshing it out and discussing, prioritizing, et cetera. So this, in fact, has been the most active tech committee, and I appreciate it, but. We're basically starting from that.
Well, I personally don't want to reenact that scenario. And we heard from Pete and John a great deal at the last meeting, and it's reflected in the minutes, that there has not been support among general managers and in some cases among the national office for things that would provide them with the resources and the directives that they need to make sure that we have technological sufficiency. So all I'm saying is that if we don't focus ourselves on some clear targets on this committee, we are going to continue spending a lot of time going through an entire year of these meetings, and at the end of it, we'll have nothing to show for it.
Okay. Well, let's stay on the – I know this is appropriate conversation because we're trying to set the agenda and figure out where goals should go. But I want to keep us away from content discussion and talk about the agenda. So perhaps it would be appropriate to bring this up under the item Rob's goals at the end,
right.
And maybe we can go to the staff to talk a little bit about goals when they're giving a report.
Right.
Point of information, or no, I don't know. May I speak?
Okay,
Andrea. I think Rob is raising a very important point, but I think the goals need to be thought of in a. I mean, I'm not sure we're ready to identify them immediately. I think we need to have some discussion beforehand. I know it's frustrating and that we need to get going, but I do think we need to think of ourselves in a more global way before we start. We need some more information. I think we do need to hear what the tech staff's goals and objectives are right now, what their issues are. But I also think there are policy issues to consider, a great many things to consider in order to set the goals. And so I would like to begin that discussion, but I'm not so sure. And I would like to continue it online, and I would like to continue it with some resources
mm-hmm.
available. But I'm not so sure we can actually set them
right
now.
That wasn't what I claimed, Andrea. I'm perfectly in sync with you.
Okay.
Okay. So let's approve the agenda then. We've got the changes under new business. We will raise the issue of how can we use current technologies to enlarge the discussion of the impact of technology on Pacifica, which is Andrea's topic, and then we'll raise the general notion of goals and kind of do an airing of maybe what we want to do to get a handle on some sort of process as we approach goals and policies and objectives and outcomes and benchmarks. So anyway, is that suitable? We will approve the agenda, and then we'll go straight to setting the next meeting date, and then we will proceed from there.
Was there a question, Mary Berg, here, may I ask? We didn't really say how long the meeting might last, or?
I'm hoping an hour and a half.
Okay. That sounds
maybe 2 hours. You want to discuss that?
No, I think that would be good. I might not be able to, I wouldn't be able to stay any longer, I don't think, so I don't know. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't mean to be snippy. Oh, that
no, you
wasn't weren't. Inappropriate.
No, I didn't notice it.
Okay, so the next meeting, typically we held our meetings on Wednesdays, and I think second Wednesdays are bad because the D.C. LSB meets.
Mm-hmm.
So
second Wednesdays.
Do we want to meet on the third Wednesday or the first Wednesday?
Well, Lisa,
third Wednesday? How do people feel that would be?
I'd like to hear from Lisa because she's the only person that expressed a problem with
this. I was just going to ask, and I asked it very respectfully because I feel like I have not been able to come, and you all have done a lot of work. But are we absolutely wedded to Wednesdays all the time?
Is Tuesday okay? I know that it's Tuesday is bad for Rob. The fourth Tuesday is bad for Rob.
I can't do Tuesdays at the moment. That might change. I've been on program council. But
okay.
Well, me too.
Then what I could suggest, because it's even hard for me to say, and I have to with the group that I'm working with, because we're constantly changing and kind of flexible somewhat in terms of our meeting schedules, because there have been times when we have gone to every other Wednesday, but that was not like the second or the third Wednesday
mm-hmm.
of the
right.
month, or the first and the third or whatever, kind of went as there was a need for it. So I would then just say what you all pick, and sometimes when I know in advance I can prepare for it, sometimes and say and offer to them an offer or something.
Can anyone else on the committee weigh in about the Wednesdays? And I'm hearing from Lisa that she's flexible, and I'm going to take that as okay. Although I hate to, I'd rather have everybody have the date of their preference. So
correct you. I'm sorry, I need to correct myself. Andrea, this month I could not do it on either the first or third Wednesday, so I wonder if the fourth Wednesday is a possibility. Second or fourth. And Lisa, do you know your schedule right now for the Wednesday?
No, I don't know it.
Oh.
But like I said, if you all what you all set, then I can, you know, I can kind of work, because it's easier for me to sometimes work with, okay, this date I know I have this, so therefore, you know, I might be able to work around it like that. I would advise that that would be the way to do it for now.
This is the fourth Wednesday for KPFT. That's when our LSB meets.
Oh, okay.
So we're down to the first and third Wednesday if we do it on Wednesday.
No, didn't someone have a problem with the third Wednesday as well, or did
I do this month. I do
this month, right. Okay.
But Andrea, how are you in general on the third?
In general, I'm okay. But this month it would probably be very difficult, I think.
The month of May?
June. Are we talking about June or May?
Oh, the upcoming month. We're in May right now.
Right, so June.
We're talking about June. Yeah,
this June Wednesday would be very hard for me.
Do you want to try to do it on the first Wednesday? We were doing that for a while, I think. First Wednesdays of the month?
I have a LSB radio committee meeting that night. First Wednesday. It's not regular, though. It's at 6 o'clock. Perhaps I could join the meeting late.
Okay, well, I'm just going to offer the first Wednesday of the month as our regular meeting date.
Let's see. I'm trying to pull up the calendar to see if. Oh, here it comes, maybe. Just see if there's anything else.
Other committee?
Michael, we have a MSRC meeting the first Wednesday of June.
Okay.
Tentatively, anyway.
That's
June 5th, right? I don't see anything on the calendar.
Well, I just want to set a given date and then keep it for the year.
Well, that's going to be tough, isn't it? I don't know. Can we do that?
Well, is the third Wednesday a possibility in general?
Yes.
Because I don't want to keep people away from it if it is. It's this third Wednesday is going to be hard for me. I'll really do my best to get there, but it's a very particular problem I have on that Wednesday.
Okay.
June, this month.
Let's offer the next meeting date as June the 20th, with apologies to Andrea.
Yeah, because except
and Lisa.
If we start late, will that help?
Yeah, that would help me, but I don't know.
What date are we looking at now?
June the 20th.
For some reason, June 20th sounds too familiar to me.
I know.
Yeah, right.
I understand.
Well,
it sounds extremely Mary, is something with the PNB Audit Committee for June 20th?
Let's see. Let me look. No, audit's on there. There's nothing on the 20th at the moment.
Okay, maybe. Very familiar to me for some reason.
Do any of the other committee members have a problem with June the 20th?
No.
We'll be in the middle of a fund drive. What time are you looking at?
8:30 or 8, whatever suits.
Well, what's the best? What would help Andrea?
Later would help me. I appreciate it. If it wouldn't be 8:30.
We could, whatever time the committee wants. I think if you started at 9 o'clock Eastern, that's kind of pushing it, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Except that if it's not very long, that's not too bad.
I'm fine with that.
If it's an hour and a half, we really shouldn't normally be. We should be able to get stuff done.
Does anyone have a problem with 9 o'clock on June 20th?
I don't, that I know of.
But no.
Okay,
that's fine for me. I mean, that's much better for me. That'll help
okay.
me somewhat try to make it. But are you suggesting it just for that one time, which I appreciate, or in general?
Well, I think we should, you know, we'll probably keep targeting Wednesdays.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, but I mean 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, let's...
I appreciate it for that Wednesday. I will really try to be there then. But in general, is that what you're suggesting, 9 o'clock?
I don't, it's the people on the East Coast that should speak
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I think that that takes us very late. We can make allowances this next meeting for Andrea, but I think if we begin later than 8, we're gonna be looking at a lot of meetings that end after 11.
Yeah, I have to say, as staff, John and I start the day before 9 o'clock, and on Mondays and Tuesdays, sometimes even Wednesdays, I start as early as 6:30. So, you know, after 10 o'clock, my brain is just not really going to be too functional. I'm just a guest, but, that's my 2 cents.
Well, let's just do it for the one time, and then we can make it 8:30 after that.
Which date? I'm sorry, this is Vajra. I just came on.
Hi, Vajra. Kagawa.
Hello.
What date are we talking about?
Talking about June the 20th, Wednesday, June 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
We could make it a point to keep that meeting extra short.
I agree. I'm always agreeable to short.
Yeah.
Wednesday, June 20th. I could do that.
Okay.
All right. So without objection, we'll set that as the next meeting time, Wednesday, June 20th.
Wednesday the 20th?
Yeah.
The 20th, 9 p.m. All right. We're going to move on to the approval of the minutes. And Rob sent those out. Does anyone have objections to adopting these minutes? Okay, hearing none, we'll adopt them.
Actually, I found a few things. If you can wait a minute so I can get them in front of me.
And I want to thank Rob for the work he puts into doing these minutes. Inspirational.
They're very nice. I appreciate them, too.
Thank you.
I'm still not doing this permanently, folks, so somebody has to think about stepping up, taking the bitter cup, as it were.
Oh, you're not?
I thought he might be vying for your spot, Mary, on the national board.
Oh, dear.
This was...
You might have a competition for that.
You're in competition for it?
No,
you want
no,
to do
no,
it?
Not really.
God, how is it I always hear things?
I just have a few changes.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Okay. Under local station HD application report, I think in the, I guess it's the first paragraph after the
application report.
Yeah, where it says on the right-hand side, it's the third line down, it says KPFK. I think that's KPFT.
Oh, it sure is.
Where?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Also, in the footnote where you mentioned sidebands, are you talking about secondary digital channels, or are you talking about analog subcarriers?
Analog subcarriers.
Okay. Then let's change that to analog subcarrier. And I think that was pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you.
Which paragraph was that?
That's footnote 1 on page 1.
Oh, okay.
On page 2, under Pete's report, he was talking about a company that sounded like the name was Barak. I'm not sure what its name is correctly.
Yeah, it's B-A-R-I-X.
It's what?
Barak, B-A-1-R-I-X.
That's B as in boy.
Eric?
Eric. B-A-R-I-X.
Oh, it's pronounced Eric. Okay. And then you talked about a poor man's PRX?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Other errata, John?
I don't see anything right now.
Okay, well, having corrected the minutes, then I would just take a motion to approve them. Or...
Does that get sent out, the corrected version?
I'm sending it in the next couple of minutes.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess, does it automatically? Nothing really gets done automatically. Does it get posted to the PNB?
No, I don't know how that
website
works.
Pete? I'm still wanting a way to post minutes on the website.
if I just had access.
All right, that's another goal. Let's leave that alone.
Okay.
Okay. So, hearing no objections, we'll approve the minutes, and we'll move on to item three. I guess now item four, which is Henry Knorr's motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, Henry, why don't you just take the floor?
Thank you. You know, I'm a little sheepish about this whole thing, being a newcomer to this committee. I'm not sure whether this is useful or whether it's completely superfluous from the point of view of most people. I proposed it and drafted it because it's my sense, speaking about KPFA and the people that I know in the Bay Area, that there's very little awareness of these issues among most listener activists. I think, everybody knows that things are streamed and archived on the web, but I think my sense is that most people haven't thought through the implications, the directions of the technology, and the implications of that for Pacifica. And when the whole thing came up about the licensing, the commons licensing, most of the reaction that I picked up was that people didn't really understand the larger context of why licensing was important. They didn't place this particular issue in the specific issues about about the contract and so on and so on in what I think is the proper context, which is the one I tried to describe in the motion, the direction of the technology and the directions I think the network should be going. So I just thought it would be useful, partly just for myself speaking to the people that I know around here, but I thought, I don't know any of the other net stations, my guess, the assumption behind this was that perhaps there might be a similar situation elsewhere, which is that people who have been very active in radio and dedicated to radio may not be fully aware of the direction of things, and that it would be useful to make a kind of general statement of where we think Pacifica should be headed in the context of these technological changes. So that's what I tried to do. If it's if people think it's not useful, I'm certainly don't feel like I have any stake, and I don't know if there are partisan divisions on this committee or not, but if there are, I'm completely oblivious. So I just thought it would be perhaps a helpful statement to circulate to other people around the network.
Who is that?
This is Bill Crozier. I think it's excellent.
Can you speak louder?
I like some of the motion. This is Bill Crozier. I like Henry's motion.
Thank you. Andrea, I speak?
Andrea, go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, thank you. I like Henry's motion very much too. I really feel that people, I know there are people who've been involved in these discussions and in these considerations who feel it's been going on a long time, and that there's been enough, going on. But I really agree with Henry. I don't feel that it's very much understood or that people are very informed. And certainly from the impact on programming or, where it counts, where the rubber hits the road for listeners, or on the mission, I don't think these things are clearly enough understood. I don't know how anyone could clearly enough understand them because we're just beginning to stick our feet in the water, so you can't, we're not fortune tellers. But I do think they need a thorough discussion and airing, and I do think that there are questions of public space that are at issue, and, whether Pacifica is contributing to an enlargement or a diminishment of the public space and the public discussion. There are a lot of things that I think need to be discussed, and the listeners should have the privilege of understanding. Privileges, it's not even a privilege. We should have the right to weigh in and understand what's going on. And specifically, though, I do have a problem with point 3B. Should I read it, or does everybody have it in front of them?
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. It says, if we can muster the resources, digital distribution gives us the potential to produce far more content than our stations can squeeze into 168 hours of a week of airtime. Doing so would resolve, or at least alleviate, many of the conflicts that have traditionally beset our stations. Instead of just fighting over access to a finite resource, airtime, individuals and collectives with new programming ideas could proceed to make their programs for digital distribution. This would provide excellent opportunities for training and learning, and it would in effect give us, in baseball terminology, a farm system. Programs and programmers that prove their merit and appeal through digital distribution could be promoted to the broadcast schedule. I think there are good ideas in here, but my problem with it is alleviating the conflicts about airtime of 168 hours a week of airtime. I myself feel that there is a blessing in the 168 hours a week of airtime, and that it's not doing it yet, but it allows the members of a community to confront each other, address each other, and figure out with each other how to use the airtime for the community's interest. And it helps the community understand each other and set priorities for each other. So I don't know that just fighting over access to a finite resource, I don't want to accept that as an ultimate condition that we're going to be living in, fighting over access. I think that's a problem. And I don't want to look at the solution in that light. Well, we'll just expand the airtime, because we're not going to necessarily be expanding it. People will be hearing certain things on air and some other things online, and the exposure is different. The way you hear about it is different. Not to mention the fact that it's hard to measure appeal. That that's an iffy question. If you're measuring appeal digitally or measuring it on the air, I just would like the focus of that, or I would write this issue up differently, because I really think in a certain way it counteracts the mission. We're supposed to be understanding the causes of conflict, not just abandoning them and giving up in a certain way. So it's the focus of it that I question. I wouldn't want this to be in a policy statement in the way it's stated right now.
Can I get on this back whenever, everybody's finished, of course?
Lisa, I think you're up.
I would like to add that, first of all, I certainly wholeheartedly support the concept of this motion. And I'll ask Rob after I am, to address this, since he's been working so closely, he and Dave, in fact, on the issue of on this very issue about distributing, how do we make our programming available and how does it fit in terms of this new age with iPods and downloading and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to offer that there has been a tremendous amount of work and a lot of initiatives already done and in the process. So would this more or less be a motion that would say that we support that initiative? I mean, there's just someone like when we say launching a Pacifica-wide discussion of why and how. I mean, I know there's a licensing and distribution task force, so I think that has been already launched. Doesn't mean to say, and I think technology-wise, you can surely bring the issue in terms of how the technology committee can help to open up this discussion. But the way that I see this motion, that this motion would kind of be something saying that we are supportive of the initiative of the discussions to have, this and support, opening up something to that effect. So that's the way that I see that this motion would be. And also just one thing, kind of piggybacking off of what Andrea said, just having experience with working in the programming committee and the the national board. Sometimes when you have and I haven't had the chance to read it. Like I said, I for the most part I support the concept of this. I really do. But just I've kind of learned sometimes with some motions, you know, that the more I mean, you put a lot of different concepts in it and things, and they sound so great, somebody else will hear it on the outside and be like, wait a minute, what does this word mean? And what, you know, what's trying to be said here? So for me, with motions, I kind of, when I make them, I kind of like them a little. I don't like them too detailed sometimes because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you know, this is not a criticism of the motion, just, you know, my thoughts about it. And then I do support it, but I just think it would probably be better to come out as saying something that we support the initiative and then maybe definitely having something in there in terms of how the technology committee, because I think we have line, like, for example, number 3 under the therefore part of it. I mean, I think that'd be a great discussion if it hasn't happened somewhere in terms of what exactly would be the technology that we would need. If we got to go tomorrow, what would we need, the nuts and bolts, to literally implement that? So, you know, but that's my thoughts on it.
I would especially encourage people who haven't weighed in, Alfonso and Rip, anyone who wants to say something.
I could weigh in. This is Ali in Los Angeles.
Go ahead.
Reading over Henry's draft here, I want to say I find it very encouraging. Here in Los Angeles, we've already implemented a number of items addressing these issues, most notably the online archive system that was originally written by Otis in Texas. One of the things I wrote is a tracking system where I can track exactly which shows are being downloaded or listened to or subscribed to. And in just 6 months, we've seen shows go from a few hundred to 30,000. One of the great things about this podcasting system is a lot of our shows are preempted during the fund drive. They can continue to put their shows as podcasts online, and we see the numbers staying pretty consistent with the online listens. Another nice thing is I do a show that has a limited amount of time, but for the podcast version, I have an extended version, which allows, you know, full in-depth interviews. So I'm looking at item 3B. I don't know about it being a system to weigh, you know, grade shows of their worthiness to be air broadcast, but it certainly allows programmers and producers pretty nice open-ended means. So I would support this almost unquestionably.
Thanks. Ali, anyone else?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Okay, Rob.
I find myself very much in agreement with the sentiment of Henry's motion. I have a couple of specific concerns which I think aim it against some things that have happened. For example, the PNB board has already indicated that it wants to pursue digital distribution. I think that the Pacifica is not so much nowadays in competition with other radio stations, with other non-commercial providers, but we're in competition with what's happening in technology, particularly on the Internet. And that until we understand how to compete in that arena, we're going to continue to look at dwindling audiences and the inability to keep revenues moving at a pace that's commensurate with the increasing expenditures. So my concern is that to begin ask for the technology committee to ask the public to begin a debate, the listeners to begin a debate, is to basically backtrack on a policy that the PNB has already enacted. And one of the reasons for that, quite frankly, is that our local stations do not permit us to go on the air and talk from the standpoint of governance and talk about some of these issues. Now I, for example, would like to see Digital Village at KPFK and Technology Bites at KPFT. And I forget the name of the technology show at WBAI, but I think one of the things that would be great is if these programs and programmers could begin bringing some of the people that are like Jeff Chester from the Center for Digital Democracy. I sent people
his stuff, or Bob McChesney from Free Press, or Lawrence Lessig, or other people from Creative Commons, to understand the landscape that Pacifica is now in, which is not just a radio landscape, it's also a landscape that involves technology, and it's also a struggle among technology providers to ensure that democracy is taking place. So one of my concerns is, how are we going to have the debates that are being called for, bearing in mind that the board has already passed a policy? How are we going to have the debates when the local stations are not necessarily going to permit us to inform the listeners of some of these issues? And that, you know, that takes us into the area of some of the structural problems that we have around our programming, such as currently, aside from the programming policy, which was put in place last year, there is nothing which requires general managers and program directors to assure that their program schedules support the mission. There's absolutely no formal discussions that local station program schedules support the Pacifica mission. And in relation to that as well, we have a situation in which, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. But these are the types of concerns that I think we should have. Our job on the technology committee is to establish some of the policies and parameters. I don't think that we should necessarily get involved in supporting one issue or another. But if this committee wants to discuss how, for example, licensing affects the issue of reducing Pacifica's liabilities around copyright, or what it does to permit individual local station programmers, that's fine. We can have those discussions. But to suggest that we should ask people to discuss these issues when there is no way to provide them with information about that it seems to me not a good thing for the technology committee to do. On the other hand, I think that we should have more discussion about some of these issues that are being discussed in other parts of Pacifica. But as I indicated when I sent out the 10 points for democracy for democracy in digital media from Jeff Chester, one of the things that I'm concerned about at Pacifica is that until we can find a way to get the local stations to focus on some of these global and national issues and bring them to the listeners, we're not going to be able to get local station boards or even the PNB to have informed discussions of some of these issues. Because what they basically are going to fall down to is the continuing struggle that we have at Pacifica at the local station level around control of the microphone. And that discussion thus far in Pacifica has not been one which has supported the mission. It's been one which has supported power, and it has not worked well for Pacifica. So I like the thrust and the spirit of this. I don't want to make a suggestion that we wait to support digital distribution until discussions can take place throughout the network that I know perfectly well local station management will not permit to occur on the local station airwaves. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to take so long.
No, all right.
I'd like to speak to that a minute.
All right. I just want to say that we are well over 10 minutes into this item. Okay, Mary?
Well, I have to take exception with Rob's very blanket statement that nowhere in the network is there any concern for the mission and everyone is only out vying for power. I really don't think that's the case. Maybe in Rob's station.
I never made that statement.
I don't know. It's not the case in many stations, and it's not the case with most people that are hardworking people that I see working day and night at the stations. When I go there at all hours, people are producing programs, people are working on issues, so forth. I'm not finding that. So, and you're making that as a statement, since there can never be any discussion on the air of any of these things, and as if that... There may be other points to be considered, but I have to take exception and go on record as saying I think that's far too simplistic or blanket or painting with a brush that is coating everything the same color, and I think it's very much multicolored at Pacifica. I don't find anything like that for the majority of cases, and I just want that on the record. Thank you.
Go ahead. Who's
I'd like to speak also, but I'll wait if other people have to speak first who I haven't spoken to.
Does anyone else want to speak before I acknowledge Andrea? Okay, Andrea.
Thank you. I appreciate what Rob has said. I also appreciate what Mary said. I'm sure there are people many people who are working in support of the mission, but I do appreciate that we haven't been able to get much discussion on the air about governance issues or about informing the listeners to any genuinely comprehensible degree about what's going on at the network, at any level of governance or concern. I think it is a very difficult road that we have to go down, but I think also that we have to go down it. I feel that we should be trying at every moment to create a culture of discussion and participation here in the network in every way possible, and that part of the technology committee's work would be to employ technology to make that possible. I think, I'm sorry, forgive me, because I have a number of things to say and they're going to be jumbled, that the PNB has approved licensing and distribution digitally already is important and significant, but how that's implemented might have a wide range of effects, and the listeners could not only be informed but weigh in on it and maybe have some ideas, and are at least, if listeners don't have technological ideas, which I'm sure many of them do have, they may at least be able to speak about how it impacts them and what they'd like to see or what they think they would need to be protected in various ways. I think the discussion would be very important, and who knows where it would go. That's the importance and significance of discussion. You can't predict what will come out of it. So how it's implemented specifically, how it has impact on anybody, and what should be considered, I think would be very fruitful and very important. Plus, it would help us begin to lay a precedent for involving people in these discussions. I think what Rob discusses are very big hurdles, and I think we should urge the PNB at every moment we get to urge the programmers at the local level to open up the discussion. You know, not only our committee, but any committee, any issues of significance. We're living in a very perilous moment. Our right to speak, our right to be forthright, is endangered in every way. And I think we should push for exposure and transparency and discussion as much as possible, and create a culture of it and an expectation of it as much as possible. And this is one of the opportunities we have to do that. And in terms of starting to encourage this or starting to make this available, I think there's not only the question of on-air programming, and I think Rob's suggestion of using the technology programs already to discuss this, not only could we use the technology programs on air to discuss this with figures such as Jeff Chester or McChesney, but we could use it to get members of the technology committee to bring these concerns to the public. Perhaps we could try to involve those programmers in our technology issues and discussions and considerations, and use and help them to maybe they would be interested in offering their airtime to air these issues. Another avenue that we could use are the technology listservs. One question I have is, where are all the archives of the technology listservs and the technological discussions that have gone on in the previous years? Could they be available to us? And also, could our listserv be available to the public for observation? That would be one way they could find out about the issues. We could also have a file section. I'm very new with this stuff, but we could have a file section that's open to the public, archived materials for people to read, and so that this material would be available, and we could enlist the again the on-air technology programmers at each station to broadcast their availability, you know, once or twice during their program to let people know where they can find this stuff online.
It takes us into almost 20 minutes of this discussion. Do we want to extend the discussion a little bit?
I just want to say, this is Pete. I don't think I can stay much past 10. So it's already 9:35 here. Anyway.
This is Bill. I just had a quick comment.
Okay, Bill.
I think this is one of those kind of issues that's really important but not urgent, and I think that's why it tends to get ignored. People have a lot of urgent things to deal with at all the stations all the time, but I think we need to push this through the PNB and get more attention and maybe more budget. And each station, I think, needs to be thinking about that too, because we have the potential here. We're a huge potential of reaching many times more people than we can now, not just in the five cities where we have stations and affiliates, but we have, you know, all across the world, frankly, as well as the United States. And we need, I think we need some resources, frankly, something like marketing, to let people know that we already have digital distribution and that more is coming. And I think what Ali mentioned is great, having tracking of downloads. We don't have that in Houston, I don't believe, but if we can get some statistics of how many programs people are already downloading, I think that would, you know, make get a lot more interest from people on our local station boards as well as the PNB.
Can I ask a quick question? This is Ali.
Ali, go ahead.
I don't know if this what the policy is. We have a program we do once a month here called Report to the Listener, and we also do an LSB version of that. Would that also be an appropriate forum to bring these items up to our listeners?
Sure.
Yeah. Great.
And also, the tracking system, I will say that I present the statistics at every monthly LSB meeting, and it has definitely changed the opinions on, you know, what people think about certain shows, because some shows that were kind of ignored show huge online listenership, specifically like Digital Village and The Car Show and stuff. Suddenly they see there's tens of thousands of people downloading it. is very good.
Well, I think that what we need to do as a committee is hand it off, and obviously we don't have a staff to hand it off to because there's no funding for this. We could act as a working committee. That's another discussion. But personally, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't vote on it and not to just throw it into a black hole, but, you know, just get it going forward. And I think the bigger discussion is how we actually materialize this. You know, what disturbs me and what is demoralizing is if we do have all these great ideas and we do want to set policy and direction, and then there's no way to actually manifest our ideas, then it's just depressing. So, and we need to be talking about funding. Or someone needs to just say, I'll do it on the committee.
What do you mean by someone say, I'll do it?
Well, someone who says, I will coordinate an internet show and I will, you know, what are the ideas that came out of this, you know? It's going to take person power to, you know, time to make it happen.
May I say something else before we vote on this?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I have the phone now? Does somebody else?
Lisa, yes.
I would like to, and I'm very bad with presenting things according to Robert's rules, how Robert says you should present it. But I would, because I really, like I said, I do support the intent of this. But because there has been quite a bit of work already, you know, done in this in terms of discussions that have been going on, I think it would be important. I don't think that we should pass this motion until we get more of an idea of where exactly, you know, the PNB or the people on the licensing and distribution have, where exactly they are in these discussions. And then even just some things with some of the language, because I can just see some things about this motion right now that would raise a red flag and generate, you know, for lack of a better word, a little bit of controversy, because it might be perceived as the technology committee taking a position that we probably are not taking. And one of them has to do with, I saw that earlier, but something about the issue of if they download our programs, and I'm trying to find it right now, and about how would we find ways to raise money or something to that extent. I can't find it in front of me.
You mean in Henry's motion or?
Yeah. And it wasn't like
Henry,
he was.
Can you...
There was something. Oh, if we like 2B, if we do make our content available in digital form, but we don't find ways to make money from it, we will face increasing difficulty in funding our work. Now, just from what I've been hearing, and I'm not saying at all that you are saying this. But I know that that's one of those issues where there's a lot of conversations, there's not a whole lot of resolution, and that would be raising red flags, and people would probably end up approaching us at some point, and me saying, you all are talking about that, they should have to pay for this, but we don't think so. So those kind of, that kind of wording, I think, really needs to be